News Talk 1620 WTAW. Sometime this evening, getting you caught up with what's happening with the CASA program, Voices for Children. Amy Faulkner is the program director on the CASA side. In addition to getting you caught up with what's happening day to day, there's a clothing campaign that's now underway, and Amy's here to share a little bit about a lot of things. And thanks for making the trip up to Fifth Four.
Thanks for having me.
Let's first of all introduce listeners who are not familiar with the court-appointed special advocate program for children, what that is about.
Yeah, we train volunteers from the community to serve as advocates for kids who have been removed from their home because of abuse or neglect.
And what are the numbers like, and what sort of territory do you serve?
We serve three counties, Brazos, Burleson, and Grimes County. We serve about just a little over 200 kids right now, which is actually not all of the kids in those three counties. And so our goal ultimately is to be serving all of the kids 100% in those three counties with volunteers.
Which would be how many?
We need about 130 to 150 volunteers to successfully serve all of those kids.
So just barely over halfway as far as the need goes.
We're actually a little over halfway, about 60 to 70%. Again, the numbers fluctuate. We currently have about 100 volunteers serving with us right now, and so we do need about 30 to 50 more.
The kids that you're serving now, are they being taken care of by the volunteers in their respective counties?
Well, the kids are placed in foster placements or with relatives or in a treatment center. Our volunteers serve as an advocate for that child or sibling group. And so they're somebody who can walk through the system with that child, be a voice for that child. In addition to that, we follow up with the biological family, see if the parents are addressing the concerns that brought the child into care, working with them and pointing them in the direction of service providers so that they can address those issues. So hopefully we can reunify those kids with their family.
And this is what, birth to 18?
Yep. Yeah.
And we're going to talk more about how one might become a volunteer as we go along, but want to emphasize a couple of times during our visit what's called the Skirting the Issue campaign, and what is that about?
Yeah, we are really excited. This is our first year for this campaign, and it is a school clothing drive for kids. We're targeting our kindergarten through senior year of high school kids, and so, you know, every kid wants a new outfit to start the first day of school with, and a lot of our kids, you know, when they leave their homes, it can be chaotic the day that they leave. They may not get all of their stuff, or they may not get their favorite outfit. And so we really want to give those kids an opportunity to have a fresh start and a fresh new pair, a new outfit for the first day of school.
Again, visiting with Amy Faulkner, court-appointed special advocate, Voices for Children, again serving Brazos, Grimes, and Burleson counties. I'm going to get to all three without hesitating before we're done this afternoon. How many children are going to benefit by this?
Our goal is 100, and so that would hit almost all of the school-age kids that we serve. Ideally, we would love to have more. We had to set a goal that we felt like would be obtainable for this first year, but if we can beat that goal, that would be incredible because we'd really love to be able to provide an outfit for every kid who's in CPS care, not just the kids that we serve in our three counties, but every child.
So how does one go about to making a donation?
You can purchase a new outfit, or we are also accepting new handmade items. And so we had a big event this past Friday where we had volunteers make skirts for kids. And so they can drop those off at our office in downtown Bryan, 115 North Main Street. Old Navy and Shoe Carnival have both partnered with us, and so both of those businesses have boxes in their store locations where you can also drop items.
And I'm glad you brought up, I think it was first Friday in downtown Bryan, you had your event this past Friday. How'd that go?
Oh, it was great. It was a great kickoff to the event. We had about 15 volunteers and staff there. We knocked out 15 skirts for our first night, and so it was a great start, as well as we had some folks come in and drop some stuff off that they had purchased. So we're really excited for the event.
If there's somebody out there who wants to target a kindergartner versus a middle school or a high school recipient, can they contact your office and say, that's what I'd like to do, as opposed to just putting something generic in the bin?
Sure, yeah. I mean, they can certainly contact our office and see what specific needs we have. Again, kindergarten through high school, as well as, you know, if you're not sure what to buy, if you want to buy a gift card, or if you want to drop off a check at our office, or you can donate online as well and designate it for the Skirting the Issue, then all of those funds will go to buy new outfits, including shoes for the kids that we serve.
Website address is?
VFCBrazos.org.
And we'll repeat that again, and when we post this interview on the WTAW.com website, we'll give you a link to get there, too, if you just want to wait and do it that way. Again, Amy Faulkner with us with the Voices for Children CASA program. I want to go back to the volunteers, because you mentioned that not every child is being served, and what's the schedule like for new volunteer training?
Yeah, we have a new volunteer training beginning in September. It actually starts September 15th, and it's a 30-hour classroom training, so it is a bit of a commitment. Prior to the training, we've got a screening and interview process that we ask everyone to go through. We actually have a volunteer orientation this Thursday, July 12th at 12 o'clock noon in our office. And so if you're interested, certainly call our office or visit our website for more information.
Well, I'm glad that you got here before that Thursday event took place. Sum up what a volunteer is expected to do.
A volunteer is expected to be a voice for a child as they're walking through the system, and so they'll keep in contact with the child, with the current caregivers. They'll maintain contact with the biological family, follow up on services for the child and for the family, and work towards finding a permanent home for the child, whether that's reunifying them with their biological family or looking for some alternative solutions so that the child is safe.
And is there a general list of attributes or qualities that everybody seems to fit who becomes a volunteer?
To some extent, yeah, but really it's anybody who is passionate about advocating for kids. You do have to have some flexibility, you know, to be able to meet with caseworkers and to meet with kids and to go out and visit them. But somebody who's flexible, somebody who's ambitious and willing to step up and speak up for a child.
And again, your service area includes Brazos, Grimes, and Burleson counties, so you're looking for volunteers then out of all three counties.
Yes. Yeah, we would really love to be able to serve kids in each county with volunteers from their community. And so right now we're serving a lot of our kids in the outer counties with volunteers from the Bryan-College Station area. And so we'd really love to have more volunteers from Burleson County and from Grimes County join us.
Again, Thursday would be a good first step to participate. Is that going to be a requirement for the orientation, or can they, or can someone make an appointment ahead of the September deadline?
Sure, they can make an appointment. We have volunteer orientations each month, and so that is a part of our screening process. And so we've got one in July, we've got one in August, we also have one in September before the training, and those are all listed on our website.
And again, one more reminder about Skirting the Issue and the clothing campaign that you guys are doing.
Yeah, donations can be dropped off at our office at 115 North Main, Shoe Carnival, or Old Navy Inn College Station, and it runs through Friday, August 3rd.
So plenty of time to budget a little something extra then.
Yes.
Very good. Have we got everything covered?
I think so.
Okay, terrific. Appreciate the visit. Let's not be strangers.
Thank you.
You bet. Amy Faulkner again with Court-Appointed Special Advocates, Voices for Children, again serving Brazos, Grimes, and Burleson counties, visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.